This usually at CCB gatherings, we do have awards, and tonight is no exception. And what we will do now is ask Margie Donovan to come up. She is the, I'm sure you are. There's no AI voice there. And Margie is the chairman of our awards committee.
We're
And
sharing.
Margie, you have some surprises, I think, for some of those of us who attended. So I don't know where you're going to stand. I'm sorry.
Good evening, everyone.
She does.
I'll tell you, when Gabe asked me if I would serve as chair of the awards committee, my answer was yes. This is one of the best committees to have the privilege of chairing because you can't go wrong. And I'd like to begin by thanking my big two committee members, Catherine Schmidt Whitaker
Yay.
and Gabe Griffith.
Hey.
I also want to thank all of our members who submitted names of nominations for our awards. We got more than I expected. I have served on the committee previously, but not as chair, and we had a good number of nominations, including list of names. So the one thing I would say is, and we want more nominations for next year. And when you submit it, please tell us why you're nominating them when you send in the list of names. And if your nominee did not receive an award, it's more than likely because they had already received that award in the past, I came to learn. I would like to invite Catherine Schmidt Whitaker up here. She and Gabe and I are going to share the duties because I like to share in the fun. And Catherine is going to do the first couple awards. Good evening.
This evening, our first award is the Humanitarian Award. This is a leader who turned around a fledgling organization during the pandemic to expand services for members in the blindness community. She has tripled staff in the organization and hired many employees who are blind in low vision. The team has given individuals who are blind and low vision the tools and skills to learn independent living skills, travel, and find employment successfully. At this time, please join me in congratulating Shalina Hebert and the Valley Center for the Blind for the Humanitarian Award this year.
Hi,
Congratulations.
everyone. Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, well, you might remember from earlier, I'm dealing with a bit of laryngitis, but just really quickly, I want to say how much this means. We at VCB have been working so hard to try and do what we have been told by the community over and over again needs to be done. And just to have your recognition is so empowering for me and such validation that the things we're doing matter to you, the people who we care so much about. And I am so humbled. I have the best team in the world. And I just really, really thank you for your support. This is my first ever award, and it really, really means so much to me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, from our whole team. We just love you all, and we're so glad to have you as partners at VCB. Have a great conference.
Well, wonderful. And I'd like to read what is written on the plaque that will be sent or delivered to her. California Council of the Blind Humanitarian Award to Shalina Hebert and the Valley Center for the Blind in recognition of the dedication that has been given to increase the independence and self-reliability the people who are blind and low vision in the Central Valley, presented the first day of April 2023 in Sacramento, California. Congratulations once again. The next award is our Merit Award. This humble, quiet, and dependable person has provided years of service. Bohrhoffen behind the scenes to ensure that things run smoothly. He has been a member of the TOG, or the Technology Operations Group, the Convention Planning Committee, and has provided service to the members, to affiliates he's been a member of in many ways. Please help me in recognizing the Merit Award achievement to Phil Obregon.
Phil, are you there?
Hi there, this is Phil. What a surprise. Oh my goodness. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to read what is written on the plaque for Phil. The California Council of the Blind Merit Award to Phil Obregon in recognition of his dedication, commitment, and behind-the-scenes services to CCB and its members, presented the first day of April 2023 in Sacramento, California. Once again, congratulations, Phil.
Yay!
Thank you. Oh.
Thank you, Catherine. She'll be back. I have the distinct privilege, and no one is going to know who this is because I joined this organization in high school, but I've known this person since I was in high school. This person is relatively new to our fine organization, but has stepped up and taken on many tasks, including a very key role in this organization for the convention. This person serves on our board of directors. This person looks for every opportunity to serve this organization. And this individual was nominated by a couple of people. I will now read the plaque. The California Council of the Blind Community Service Award, ready for who it is? To Regina Brink for her... In recognition of her passion, collaboration, community service, and legislative advocacy, presented this first day of April 2023, blah, 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 blah. Regina, congratulations. Well deserved. Got in my...
I don't cry in front of people, but thank you so much. It's an honor to serve this organization, and it's an honor to call all of you my friends, your family. Thank you.
Our next award is the Distinguished Service Award. When we think of character, attention to detail, and passion for access in all aspects of the environment, we think of this person. We think of this person. Personally, I can attest to this person's unwavering support for CCB and affiliates and care for the infrastructure within our organization through constitution and bylaws. Do we have an idea of who I'm talking about? His impact is felt within CCB and beyond in state and nationally. Please let me join me in recognizing Eugene Lozano. And we're not sure, Gene, are you on Zoom with us? If not, then Regina Brink will accept the award on Jean's behalf. as unfortunately he's in the hospital and he's recovering.
He is not here.
Okay. And I guess you guys just get to see me cry all night. So I didn't put it on yet, thank God. when I became president of ACB Capital Chapter, I was pretty new to the organization. Gene is my first vice president. He's humble, he's wise, and patient, understanding. I just can't say enough about what a wonderful mentor he is. And please pray with me. We want Gene back with us all the way.
Yes.
Well, and writing those long reports with 1ABCDEFGHKIL. We want you back, Gene. We love you.
Yes. I'd like to read the plaque. California Council of the Blind Distinguished Service Award to Eugene Lozano in recognition of his years of significant contributions, advocacy for policy, environment, transportation, and access legislative activities for the empowerment of people who are blind and low vision. Once again, help join me in congratulating Eugene Lozano and wishing him.
Congratulations, Gene, wherever you are. We love you, we miss you, and we're praying for you. I'd like to call Mr. President Gabriel himself to present our next award, please.
All right, thank you, Margie. And this truly is a great time of the program that we have here. For the Legislator of the Year Award, this started, probably about 3 years ago, I think, almost, that we started working on legislation around the e-scooters and trying to get some safety guards in there with insurance requirements and different things like that. This legislator took it on. He has a brother who is blind, and so worked with them. And so it ended up becoming a 2-year bill because, went through many, many different iterations of it and negotiations. At one point, we thought it was almost gone. Thanks to Assemblyman Reginald Jones Sawyer and to his staff for their tireless work on making sure that this basically landmark piece of legislation, it's the first of its kind in this country, in a state, got passed into law last year. So we want to thank him and his staff. So join me in that. And the original plan was that Assemblyman Jones Sawyer was going to join us this evening, but he had to end up having a conflict. I guess my understanding is he had to be back in the district this evening, but his legislative aide that we've been working with, Ms. Natalia Garcia, is in the room with us. So thank you, Natalia. I'll try and go through the wording of the award here. California Council of the Blind Legislator of the Year Award to Reginald Jones Sawyer, Assembly Member, in recognition of his sponsoring legislation, including AB 371, groundbreaking pedestrian safety, which enhances the lives of the blind and low vision community, presented this first day of April 2023 in Sacramento, California.
Okay.
Congratulations. And Natalia, if you are near a microphone, would you please say a couple of words?
Yeah, thank you, Gabe. Thank you so much. Yeah, hi, everyone. Natalia Garcia, senior legislative aide with Assemblymember Joan Sawyer. I actually started off in his office first as an assembly fellow, so like first year and everything. And the first bill I was assigned was AB 371. So who would have thought?
Nothing like starting off with trend time, huh?
Yeah, but yeah, like Gabe said, unfortunately, the assembly member sends his regards. He got pulled back to LA for a constituent services, but wanted to be here and sends his thank you and regards and just gratitude for this bill.
If you could help him.
You know, like Gabe said and alluded to, his brother's blind. And so when this bill first came to the office, his first call was to his brother. He wanted to know, you know, how this can help impact the community, help impact folks who are blind and have low vision. And he recalled one time he was helping his, or I guess he was helping his brother to the restroom for his wedding. And he remembers turning on the lights, and his brother goes, "Well, why'd you turn on the lights? I can't see anyways."
Yeah.
So it was that. And as you know, as he says that jokingly, but really in all seriousness, it was that story that he knew when it came to this bill. He couldn't look at it as an issue from folks who are sighted. He really had to lean on folks who are blind and had low vision, because this is really a issue that is one of equity, but also accessibility. And like Gabe said, it went through a lot of iterations, but at the end of the day, it was always going to be a bill that was ran by the community, a bill that was going to stay true to what the intent was. And so very proud that we were able to get it across the finish line. And it was all your advocacy with California Council of the Blind and our partners in the community that was able to get this done. So if anything, this award is for all you as much as it is for Assemblymember Joan Sawyer. So thank you guys so much. Really, really grateful to be here.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. That's what happens when you use a Braille Note PK.
Oh.
And my tech support that used to work for HumanWare that now works for the Lighthouse.
Hasn't seen one in over a decade.
It's been a while, apparently. As I stall here and try to get my PK to work, if it doesn't, that will be okay because I can have someone else read the plaque. I just want to say, Reginald Sawyer, Sawyer Jones, I'm sorry, I always butcher it. He was a very strong supporter in all three of our guide dog bills that we've passed to date. And, okay, looks like it's not going to talk. Lisa, can you read these plaques as I talk there? Okay. I don't know what just happened to my PK. All right. We are now going to induct two individuals into the CCB Hall of Fame. We had lots of nominations, but some of them are already in there. Otherwise, we'd have a lot more people. We don't quite have criteria specifically yet, but we're going to be working on it. But there's two bases I'd like to share to be inducted into the CCB Hall of Fame. One is longevity into the organization, a minimum of 30 years. And the second is contributions to the organization and the membership. Our first inductee is someone that was in my very first chapter, and this individual and their spouse was my mentors in this organization, along with some others in the old Alameda County chapter. Many of you young people may not remember this person, may not know this person, but us old timers will know this person. And all the work this individual did on resolutions, on helping people with rehab, served in the Department of Rehabilitation as a counselor, and what helps us as students learn what we could get from the Department of Rehab if we weren't getting what we needed to get, gave us some tips for appeals, served on resolutions for hours. And, you know, I served one time on resolutions, never again. I didn't get to bed to 3 in the morning. So without further ado, I am going to ask Lisa if she would please read this first inductee.
California Council of the Blind Hall of Fame. This person is being inducted into the CCB Hall of Fame for having 66 years of dedication and service to CCB. He has served many years on the Resolution Committee, guided hundreds of members through the rehab process, and he is ready and willing to give 100% on behalf of blind and visually impaired people. This award presented this first day of April, 2023 in Sacramento, California, goes to Donald Queen.
And I do believe that Donald Queen is on Zoom. Unmute yourself, please.
You were supposed to be there. Give him a minute.
He's been given permission to.
Well, just give him a minute. I think the whole family's on Zoom. Unless we went too long. We go ahead and speak, Don.
Okay, thank you very much for the award. We got this help here with unmuting this telephone, but it's bad. So thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome. Well deserved. Now remember that 66 years. All right, we have a second and final inductee into the CCB Hall of Fame. I believe this is a person I have known the longest in this organization. I met this individual when I was a child, I believe around 1971 at Enchanted Hills Camp. This individual has served in many capacities in this organization, including on the board of directors, chaired a number of committees, and is currently the president of, I believe, 3 affiliates. Anybody want to give a guess? Somebody guessed it. Yep. This Hall of Fame award that will be read will go to Frank Welty.
California Council of the Blind Hall of Fame Award goes to Frank Welty, who is being inducted into the CCB Hall of Fame for 36 years of dedication and service to the CCB. He has helped to establish many chapters and affiliates, served on numerous committees, and his vast knowledge of the intricate workings of the organization has proven to be of significant value. Presented this first day of April, 1st, 2023 in Sacramento, California. Congratulations, Frank.
I think he's shocked. Let's get a mic to Frank.
I consider it a great privilege to be part of the California Council of the Blind. I believe that there are 3 things that a person needs to be successful as a blind person, and that is great medical care, great rehabilitation services, and being part of a great community. And just, I want to share a piece of advice that if you aspire to be something, a leader in this organization, just help people. And things will come to you. You don't need to worry about aspiring to it. If you just are willing to serve, then you'll have opportunities.
Thank you, Frank. I would like to say Frank's words are absolutely true, and those that know him and have watched him and He walks his talk. Again, I'd like to acknowledge my wonderful committee of Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker and Gabe Griffith, and this concludes our CCB Awards ceremony for 2023.
Thank you, Margie. Well done. We're going to move on to Ms. Sarah Harris, our very own vice president, with some publications awards. Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody doing tonight?
Yay!
All right. So on behalf of the Publications Committee and my co-chair, Andrea DeKlotz, I'm excited to give some awards tonight. I'm going to give the first one, and then after I give the first one, I'm going to have this person actually help me out. So I wanted to call this the Bad A Double Dollar Sign Writer Award, but here's what we came up with. We came up with Most Frequent Well-Rounded Contributor Award. Now, for those of you who read the BC, the Blind Californian, can anybody guess who that could be? Anybody? Come on. Oh, you know what? I bet you it's Mr. David Mandel. So, is there another mic to take to David, or do we want to give him this one? Oh, Lisa's going to bring you a mic, David.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Sarah. I want to acknowledge the person, unfortunately, who is not here, but who suggested this award. And when this person suggests an award, especially when it comes to writing, you know that she really means it, because she is one of our most fabulous writers in this organization. And of course, I'm talking about Susan Glass. And I am very grateful for her suggestion and for nominating me for this award. And I hope we will continue to present it each year. Thank you so much.
Awesome. And David, are you prepared to help me with these other ones, or do you want me to go forth and conquer?
Go forth and conquer, and I'll do the mind running.
David. Okay. No, I got it. I just wanted, I didn't know if he wanted to help me. Okay. So Lisa, you walked away from him.
I think he said, yes.
Yeah. Lisa didn't catch it.
It's all my fault. You can fire me, Sarah.
Oh, no. In your wildest dreams.
California Council of the Blind 2021 Publications Award, Most Frequent Well-Rounded Contributor Award, presented to David Mandel. We did it through music, the Blind Californian Summer 2022 issue, Let Your Voice Be Heard, the Blind Californian Fall 2022 issue, Bring Them Home, the Blind Californian Fall 2020 issue, presented on April 1, 2023.
And then if you want to stay right there with David, he's going to help me out.
Okay. Our next award, now that we've got it settled, okay. Our next award is for the most inspirational writer for this year. And we are very honored to award this to Deborah Armstrong.
And Debbie should hopefully be on Zoom unless she fell asleep. Debbie, could you raise your hand?
She did. She's unmuted. Or should be.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Excellent. Wow, how exciting. I don't think of myself as very inspirational, but I do love to write. So you will be seeing more articles from me, and I always try to be as well-rounded as David. because I know that people are turning to their BC to hear something new. So I'm going to keep writing, and thank you so much. I'm back on mute.
Congratulations, Debbie.
California Council of the Blind 2021 Publications Award, Most Inspirational Article Award presented to Deborah Armstrong, New Ways to Bond with One's Guide, published in Summer 2022 issue of the Blind Californian, presented on April 1, 2023.
Because
he and him have too much fun together.
That's right. This is great. Okay, and our final award, and we're very pleased to present this to another new writer. We present this every year, and it's my pleasure to present this to Linda Samofsky.
Linda S., are you still out there in Zoom land? If you are, can you raise your hand?
Hey, everyone. Oh, my gosh. This is a huge surprise. I don't know what to say. I feel like I'm at the Oscars or something. But thank you so much for the award. And I am, you know, since I've retired, I've had to reinvent myself, and part of reinventing myself is writing. And you know, if you're kind of in the same position, try it, because we all have a wealth of experience and a wealth of knowledge within us. And so I don't know what else to say. I'm going to start crying like Regina. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Linda. And look, you've been able to live on your own and not burn down your apartment, right?
Yes, that's true.
For those of you who were not on our housing committee call, she told us a story about when they didn't want her to move into a place because they thought she was going to burn it down. So I'm waiting for that story to come out in the BC. Yes.
Okay.
And I want to thank both these ladies for jumping on Zoom, because I called them just today and said, hey, I need you on Zoom. And they're like, why? And I go, just come. So thank you.
Thank you.
California Council of the Blind Publications Award, First Time Contributor Award, presented to Linda Samofsky, A Shining Star Amongst Us, Doreeny Dobbins, published in the Winter 2022 issue of the Blind Californian, presented on April 1, 2023.
Larry, you're up.
Oh, okay. Larry, wake up.
Actually, Regina, would you like to?
You can, Larry. You have to work sometimes.
Well, okay. So the next award is given by the membership committee. And I just can't remember who the membership chair is. I don't remember.
I'll remind you.
I think he used to work with John at Disney. So as long as he's sitting here, we might as well put him to work, because he's not going to do anything for another hour or two until he gets into the 80s dance party. Please welcome Joe Green.
Well, these are the moments that I live for. I know when I first became membership chair, I was so excited about giving away this award. And I want to thank my team, my membership committee. I have the best committee. We have debates, we have all kind of things, but in the end, we give away great awards. And the chapter/affiliate of the award is given for projects as well as events. They could be an event, for example, like your chapter or affiliate standing on a corner, giving away little popsicles with your chapter's logo on it. It could be something as simple as that. Or it also could be as the ACB Capital Chapter a couple of years what it ago a couple of years ago for Country of the Blind. So I wish I for historically I would be able to know all the chapters of the year, but that's another story. Now, for the California Council of the Blind chapter and affiliate of the year, the award goes to you can read it.
California Council of the Blind Chapter of the Year Award. This award is being presented for working hard to promote togetherness in creating and distributing their brochures and flyers. Presented this first day of April 2023, Sacramento, California. The award goes to Inclusive Diversity of California.
Can someone bring Pam Metz the mic? I'd like her to accept on behalf of IDC. Pam, raise your hand in case someone doesn't know who you are.
Okay.
Because I don't want to cry anymore. You get to accept.
Well, IDC, we started IDC for a special reason. George Floyd had just happened. We were having problems with men and people and getting killed on the corner, just minding their business. And we decided that we needed to have an affiliate in California again that serviced the entire community of California, not just different groups. So Regina, Jessica, all of us decided IDC. And I remember sitting down writing the mission statement, pulling my hair out. And Regina's calling me, we have to do this. We have to get it done. And we did. And so when we were deciding as a membership committee member, we were deciding which affiliate slash chapter we would vote for, IDC came up. And I am very proud to be vice president of IDC, to work hard to make sure, I'm with my co-chair over here, to make sure that we put on good programs for IDC and to make sure that we put good programs for you guys so you know what we stand for. We need to make sure that we are an inclusive organization, and that includes everyone, even the guide dogs, okay? Yes, they are. They pay their dues. They drag us all over these hotels, don't they? And so I am very proud of Regina, myself, Stephanie, all of us, Linda, David, all of us who serve on IDC and with IDC. And I'm very proud of the membership of IDC. And Linda and Joe for those postcards. I haven't even seen one yet. I don't know. I can't read the braille anyway. But I am very proud of the organization. So let's give ourselves another hand. It's fun.
So Lisa.
I'm here.
Uh-oh. Yeah, right. Yeah. Lisa, we do want to get to some door prizes, but there's also that money thing.
Oh, we're doing the money thing.
Yes.
I had a door prize in my hand.
Well, then let's do that first.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going to do a $25 Applebee's gift card given by the San Francisco chapter.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's so close to your office. The winner is Dana Koo, K-U-O. I probably said that wrong, and I'm so sorry if I butchered your name. Dana, are you here? We'll make sure to mail it